Did you know that there's still time to start at Montclair State University this fall? Montclair State stands apart from and above other New Jersey universities. We're a place that pulls students in and lifts them up. Join a supportive community that welcomes your voice. Montclair State is home to students of all backgrounds, beliefs, and identities, reflecting the world around us. To apply to Montclair State and start this fall, text MSU to 474747. That's MSU to 474747.
Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katz and Matthies here. Sunday morning, so many things going on. And with us this morning to talk about some of them, at least, is America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Good morning, Mr. Giuliani. How are you?
Good morning, John. It's good to talk to you, as always.
There's so many things going on. One of the big controversies lately is what's going on with Twitter. How they selectively decide who to take down and who to leave up. And it seems like, you know, if they did it to everybody, nobody would care, but they're very selective and they only take down certain people. What say you, Mr. Mayor?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, John. I've been getting complaints about this for 2 years, you know, mostly from conservatives. In fact, almost always from conservatives. It's happened to me about 6 times that they never took me down. They would send me complaints. I remember once I called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, and somebody asked to have me taken down. And they investigated me, and they said I didn't violate the rules. But they keep sending you these things to kind of frighten you. Now, I mean, everybody calls her Pocahontas, and they say much worse things about President Trump, and they don't take it down. I think the worst part, John, is they're setting up this fact-checking procedure, and they never did it for Biden. They never did it for Adam Schiff. They never did it for Nancy Pelosi. I mean, Adam Schiff never tells the truth. You could fact check every one of his tweets, probably, and find something wrong with it.
I mean, Elizabeth Warren, she admitted that she lied and she had no Indian blood at all. What the problem I have, it's one continuous lie. Whether it was about the justice of the Supreme Court that was being tried in the media, or et cetera, et cetera. And it's just, it's getting out of hand.
If they're going to do it, if they're going to take up the job of fact-checking just the president and nobody else, then, I mean, they've just become a political operation. And if they fact-check everybody, they become like a publisher, a newspaper. So then they can be sued. And the only reason they're allowed to have immunity from suit, it's Title 47, Section 230 of the Communications Act. It gives them immunity because they're just delivering content and not taking responsibility for it. Well, Dorsey, when he issued his statement, said, we're taking responsibility. Well, now you can sue him for libel, just like you can sue the New York Times, the New York Post, the Washington Post, Fox. It's only these billion-dollar social media monopolies that are free from suit because they don't take a stand. And Zuckerberg was smart enough to say, I won't comment. I don't want to get sued. This idiot goes ahead and he says, I'm going to comment. Okay, pal, now you get sued.
It's really crazy. The other big controversy, Mr. Mayor, is the Democrats, for some reason, and you know, we don't play Democrats and Republicans. I want what's right for America.
I know, John. You've always been that way.
All of a sudden, they're demanding voting by mail ballots. Now, we all remember what happened in Florida, where they had boxes and boxes of ballots. And Broward County would call up and say, are you short votes? I'll deliver more boxes. I mean, it was a joke.
John, I mean, Florida is the worst. They got 2 counties in Florida that report anywhere from 2 to 2 weeks late. Now, why would only 2 counties report 2 to 2 weeks late? Because they're waiting to see how many votes they can make up from the other counties. And they're both Democratic. The woman who ran one of them, I think Broward, had been caught several years ago. And Governor Scott, probably the only mistake he ever made as governor was keeping her on. Governor DeSantis has now gotten rid of her. But, I mean, she was a professional at it. And, you know, John, the fact is, You know why they would wait two weeks? If the election were too close, they couldn't fix it. I mean, too close, they could fix it. If it wasn't too close, they couldn't. So they're waiting to see, can we get it to within 1% or less? If they could get it into 1% or less, they could cheat. If it was at 8%, they'd just give up. So then they'd put them in 2 days. And I can show you about 8 elections in Florida that follow that pattern. It's quite clear they cheat like hell. They cheat in New Hampshire. They let people from Massachusetts come over the border. And in the districts that are purely Democratic, where there's no Republican scrutiny, they vote 3, 4, 5 times. They cheat in Philadelphia with people coming in from New Jersey. And John, in my first election for mayor, I had 50,000 ballots, 30,000 of which I disputed, 30,000 of which turned out to be dead people. I kind of know they didn't vote.
There was a big indictment in Philadelphia last week. That's another place that's famous. I think there was a judge involved in bad ballots.
A Democrat. Democrats do a better job of cheating and getting dead people's votes. I'll tell you why. Not because they're morally inferior or morally superior to Republicans. They just control places more completely. And they have a lot of these old political machines. I mean, you know, the dailies in Chicago were stealing ballots from forever. We remember the 1960 election. There was an investigation once that goes back to 81 in Chicago, in which they found something like 100,000 dead people voted in Chicago. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, in fact, that gives us hope of a resurrection if 100,000 dead people can vote. I mean, the Democrats are more skilled at it because I'm sure in some places where Republicans have control, there are bad Republicans who do the same thing. But it's more of the history of the Democratic Party because they have this control. The Republicans, they control Baltimore for 100 years. They virtually control Chicago for 100 years. No wonder they're falling down.
I'll tell you a quick story. You know, I supported Bill Clinton, and he's a good friend of mine. I love Bill Clinton. And one of the guys in Ohio who knew I was a Bill Clinton guy said to me, "Well, I ran the Ohio operation where I took school buses full of people and to polls that we controlled, and they voted, the whole school bus voted in this poll. A couple hours later, they voted in that poll, and a couple hours later, they voted in a different poll, and they went from poll to poll."
John, that is exactly what happened in 1989 when I ran and lost by 30,000 votes. There were numerous school buses where people were paid, and they voted 10 times. So in 1993, I appointed Randy Levine, you know who he is, right? The head of the Yankees, right?
Yankees.
And John Sweeney, who became a congressman. I invested $1 million in voter identity. And what they did was they hired corrections officers and firefighters to stand outside the precincts and turn the buses away. At the end of the day, they reported to me they succeeded over 100 times in turning buses that had gone to at least 3 different precincts to try to get people to vote under names that were kept in the book, who were dead or moved away, that were controlled by the Democratic leader. So I said to Randy, "Did you clean it all up?" It was 6 o'clock at night on election night, and Randy said, "Boss, we got about 70% of it, so I don't think they can cheat us this time. But you probably should add about 30% to your vote in those precincts, because we couldn't get them all." But he said, "We got plenty of pictures if somebody wants to prosecute." Of course, nobody wanted to prosecute. You're telling me goes on, and the damn New York Times and stupid Twitter, that's what they fact-checked Trump about. Trump said there's a lot of voter fraud. That's not untrue. It's true. Everybody involved in politics knows it. I have to believe the people that sit in the boardrooms of the New York Times are so far above us in the clouds that they don't know about it. But you just ask anybody in politics, Democrat or Republican, and if they tell you the truth, they're going to tell you dead people vote, people who moved out of the neighborhood vote, and sometimes they create phony ballots. Like in Florida, they caught somebody this year, and that's why she got fired, with about 40,000 ballots that hadn't been sent in yet. They were all made up.
Wow. Mr. Mayor, we are out of time, but I want to also congratulate you. You have a new Sunday morning show, 10 o'clock on WABC on Sunday mornings, and congratulations.
Well, thank you. We're going to be talking about Minneapolis today with some police chiefs who have been successful in avoiding riots and under difficult circumstances. I think it'll be interesting to listen to them, and very successful at dealing with this kind of police situation.
Mr. Mayor, have a good weekend, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Congratulations.
Thank you.